The recent turbulence in the global economic landscape is ushering in a new chapter in the soft reset of the global economic order. This may be a painful and prolonged reset, with countries like Pakistan getting hard exposure to it due to heavy reliance on external factors such as exports, foreign remittances, and foreign direct investment. A slowdown is expected in all of these. At the domestic level, fiscal pressure and declining productivity, coupled with persistent inflation and unemployment, are giving a hard time to the economic managers. While a major economic disaster has been averted in recent years, the structural risks and problems are still present. These indicators, both external and internal, warrant a redesign or reset of the economy of Pakistan, shifting towards strengthening the domestic and productive economy. Pakistan's economy has long been characterized by its reliance on exports, foreign remittances, and external investments. However, this has not fully translated into improved socioeconomic conditions and trickle-down impact. Moreover, while these elements have played a crucial role in sustaining economic growth, they have also made the country vulnerable to global economic fluctuations and external shocks. In the context of a changing global economic order marked by rising protectionism and high tariffs, it is imperative for Pakistan to redesign its economy to strengthen domestic foundations. The GDP of Pakistan is reliant mainly on services, with a declining share of the industrial and agricultural sectors. The industrial sector in Pakistan has the potential to drive economic growth and create employment opportunities. Historically, industrialization has been considered necessary for rapid economic development. However, the sector has faced numerous challenges, including outdated infrastructure, lack of investment, and inefficient resource allocation. In order to revive the industrial sector, Pakistan must focus on modernizing infrastructure, providing incentives for investment, and adopting innovative technologies. Moreover, upgrading infrastructure is crucial for enhancing industrial productivity. This includes improving transportation networks, energy supply, and communication systems. Efficient infrastructure reduces production costs and facilitates the movement of goods, making local industries more competitive. It is also important to embrace modern technologies to improve efficiency and productivity. This includes automation, digitalization, and advanced manufacturing techniques. By adopting innovative technologies, Pakistan can enhance the quality of its industrial products and reduce production costs. Agriculture is a vital sector in Pakistan's economy, contributing around 25% to the GDP and employing a significant portion of the labor force. It provides food security, raw materials for industries, and export commodities.